Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. The other night I happened to be watching a football game. One team was the overwhelming favorite. They had all the high-paid players with all the recognized talent and skill and product endorsements. But the other team consisted of part-time players who were not paid millions of pounds and who had to work day jobs before going to football practice in the evening. But lo and behold, against all of the odds, the underdogs were ahead 2-1. I couldn't help but root for them. And as the second half rolled on, the tide began to turn. All of a sudden, those part-time underdogs came under a ferocious attack. Wave after wave of opposition attacked the goal. But Herculean efforts to block shots by the defenders, some great goalkeeping, and even the woodwork came to the rescue of the part-time players as they managed to keep the ball from hitting the back of the net. You could see those players glancing at the stadium clock as it ticked down, wondering, how long will this last, and can we withstand this onslaught? Finally, full time was over, but the referee gave an additional 4 minutes of overtime. You could almost see the defenders' faces flinch when they realized they had another 4 full minutes to endure. Their small contingent of fans began counting down the seconds as the game ebbed ever so agonizingly away, until finally the whistle blew, announcing that the contest was over and that the underdogs had pulled off this amazing and unexpected upset. Wow, you can only imagine the celebrations that followed that final whistle. This match brought to my mind Psalm 13. There, David the underdog was under severe attack from his enemies. He was trying to hold out and keep the faith, but he felt that God had abandoned him and that he had left him alone. Hear how he describes his situation. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all of the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep in the sleep of death, lest my enemies say, I have prevailed over him, and lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken. David's circumstances appeared to suggest that God didn't care what happened to him. God had turned his back on David, and he would leave him to rot. David was consumed with sorrow because his enemies sought his death, and he had no friends with whom he could take counsel. David was shaken, and he was in the midst of despair, which gave rise to the cry, How long, O Lord? Now some might view this question as a statement of doubt in God, but I don't think that's the case. Just like those part-time football players who were under attack and who were looking at the clock, kept on asking how long until the final whistle would blow. So David looked at Almighty God and cried out, How much longer will I have to endure these tribulations? He knew that the clock was ticking and that God was the ultimate timekeeper. The cry, How long? Implies the knowledge that these attacks will one day come to an end, and that one day victory and relief will be ours through faith that God will deliver us. In fact, we see in the last two verses of Psalm 13, David lifts his eyes off of the circumstances that surround him, and he places them upon the Lord, who is above all things. But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me. David's circumstances had not changed. He was still under assault. He still could not feel God's loving presence in his life. His enemies wanted him to die, but he trusted in God's steadfast love and salvation, which always prevails. David knew the final whistle would soon sound and that victory would be his. So if you find yourself under attack, thinking that God has turned his back on you and your enemies and even friends want to do you in, then trust in God's steadfast love and salvation, which are found in Jesus Christ. Yes, these attacks are real, painful, and damaging. But keep crying out to God, how long? Knowing that the final trumpet will soon sound, and God will deal abundantly with you for the sake of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. O Lord Almighty and ever-living God, you have given exceedingly great and precious promises to those who trust in you. Rule and govern our hearts and our minds by your Holy Spirit, so that we may live and abide forever in your Son, Jesus Christ, with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.